My dearest brothers and sisters, everything good must be learned. And as humility is great good, it ought to be very well learned. We need schools of obedience, schools of humility, as we have schools of science, schools of maths, schools of philosophy. Humility, up to some point, can be learned. And in the scriptures, we find so many examples of humility that if we are willing to learn what entails to be truly humble, we can take the holy book and learn from its pages. Today, the first reading is teaching us one of the important aspects of humility, which is repentance. Repentance can be, can look as a painful, shameful, useless exercise. I suppose it's not easy for anyone to say, I am sorry, I am truly sorry, I was mistaken, the fault was mine. These sort of words are difficult to be uttered, but they are, we can regard them in a different light if we go to the Holy Scriptures. Because the most important point in repentance is not the pain or the shame you have in your heart. That's not the most important point. The truly important point is the light you brought to your life and the new love that is able to emerge when you recognize what you did. Truth and love are knocking your door. And if you open, and opening the door is to recognize what we have done, if you open, truth and love will dwell within you. Sometimes takes effort to bring someone, to bring me, for example, to bring me to repentance. It's not easy. And it is not easy because we become heavy and we cling to our actual state. I suppose it is a matter of pride. We stay in the point we are, we stay at the point we are, and we tend to defend our positions, because saying I was wrong is like saying I could be wrong again, I am not trustworthy, don't take seriously my words, and we reject that feeling. So we try to stay firmly at the same point we are in, we are at. But that's not a good idea, because that could make us blind to the new light the Lord is willing to bring to our lives. To repent someone, to carry someone out to repentance, sometimes it is necessary that the person experiences his or her own limitations. Because when we touch the frontiers of our life, when we touch our limits, we eventually admit, okay, I am not the Almighty. Okay, I could be wrong, okay, I need help. That was exactly what happened to the people of God. And in the first reading, we heard that this beautiful act of repentance came to the Israelites' minds when they were in the exile. They were able to say, justice is with the Lord our God, and we today are flushed with shame. We men of Judah, we citizens of Jerusalem, we are the sinners. But the important thing in repentance is not the finger pointing to the fault. Through the fault, we are able to recognize that there are new ways. When we say, as these people did, when we say we are sinners, we are also saying you are the good one. And when we acknowledge not only our fault, but God's goodness, we are drawing our hearts, we are drawing our attention and sight and prayer to the good one. And that brings salvation. You are going back to the right track. You are recovering the best of you. You are giving yourself a new chance, a second and better chance. That's exactly repentance. If we learn to recognize that we have been sinners, we are able to recognize that there is the Holy One, and that the Holy One is calling us, and that our true vocation is not to remain in the life of sin, but to stop going astray and to recover the best of ourselves. And that, my friends, that is a true act of love.